Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make space for goal setting. If you want to succeed in reaching your goals, you should make sure these goals are well chosen and well thought through. Figuring all that out requires time, but it is generally time well spent. So I am writing this a few weeks after I returned from a goal-setting retreat in Florida. My Best of Both Worlds podcast co-host, Sarah Hart Unger, also runs a podcast called Best Laid Plans, which is about all things planning. She hosted the retreat where about 20 of us came together to plan out the next year. Now, I know not everyone can carve out 3 days of their lives for planning. And I know that the next year will happen whether I set goals or not. Some of my goals might not happen for reasons I can't control. That said, thinking about how I'd like to spend my time over the next year vastly increases the chances that what I want to have happen happens. With that, not all goals are created equal. Sometimes people set goals like lose weight or get in shape. But what does that mean? Life is lived in hours. How do you intend to use your hours to achieve these goals? What steps will be involved? What will you be doing on an average Tuesday to work toward these goals? When I set my goals for the past year, I spent some time thinking through what I would actually do. I have long wanted to write a collection of sonnets, but I had never followed through on that desire. Then, this past year, I realized I could commit to writing 2 lines in iambic pentameter every day. 2 lines a day is 14 a week, which is a sonnet every week. Because I figured out the logistics and figured out how this goal would be doable, I did it. And I have now written as many sonnets as there have been weeks in the year. But I had to figure that out. Things don't always just pop into our heads. We need time and space to think about them and to think about what goals are appealing and which aren't, and of the appealing goals, how we can actually structure daily life to make them happen. So today's tip is to give yourself that space. Figure out when in your life you can take at least a few hours to think through any goals you would like to set for yourself. When can you get a few hours apart from the rest of your life? What sort of setting would be conducive for this? You might think through some prompts so you aren't just staring at a blank page or computer screen the whole time. Think through your career goals. Picture yourself at an annual review a year from now. What would you like to be celebrating? Picture what you will be telling friends and family about your amazing life next holiday season. What are you toasting? Think through any pain points in your life. Are there steps you could take to solve these pain points? What, practically, might work? How would these things fit into your life? Give yourself the space to think through your goals and you will probably come up with better ones than if you just give it a passing thought on December 31st. You will emerge with a better plan. It won't just be, "I'd like to write some poems." It will be 20 syllables in a certain rhyming scheme every day. The latter feels a lot more likely to happen. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.